All right, Jobo said, good morning. So I sent out the PDF in the WhatsApp chat. Today we are starting Sif Tes in Tzidkas HaTzadik. A very beautiful, beautiful idea. So the Rebbe writes as follows. Yashav Adam v'lo asa mitzvah shechov alav la'asosa. It's an interesting situation. A person, the Lashon Yerzal is very, a person sits and doesn't perform a mitzvah which is incumbent upon him. So in other words, a person goes ahead, has an obligation to perform a mitzvah, doesn't do so, but whatever it is, you can fill it out. Again, I want to be clear. The Rebbe here is not talking about someone who's committing an Avera. He's talking about someone who fails to perform a mitzvah. Okay, so the Rebbe says, Ki'ilu asa Avera. Failure to perform a positive mitzvah is tantamount to the commission of an Avera. Now, I will say, that's a very strong statement. Right? Because remember again, an Aveira is an Aveira. Failure to perform a mitzvah, while all of us would agree that the failure to perform a mitzvah is certainly not good, but at the end of the day, to equate the failure to perform a mitzvah with the commission of an Aveira is a pretty significant statement. But nevertheless, the Rebbe just made it. Now he says, you'll ask, where did I get this from? Kach shamati midiuk lashon hamishnah dereish bracha. So if you remember again, so the way the Rebbe is modeling the sefer, at least the beginning of the sefer, is that it's modeled after the opening of Maseches Brachas. So the Rebbe says, this is what I understood from a diuk, from an important diuk, an important inference from the beginning of the Mishnah Maseches Brachas. What does the Mishnah say? Laharchik min ha'avera. So we'll say, so remember again, this is a reference to the first Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. So remember, if you take a look in the Be'uri HaChasidus, in the section below, the Tzadak on top, he says in the left-hand column, towards the middle of that column, he says, Kach Shamati. So first remember again, the Tzadak's Rebbe was the Izbitzer, who's Rav Mordechai Yosef Leiner, was the Izbitzer Rebbe, that was Rav Tzadik's Rebbe. So he says, this is what I heard from my Rebbe, the Izbitzer, Sheyesh Lumot Kach, Sheyesh Kimo Kein, Midiuk Lashon HaMishna Debracha, Shomra Tana, Im Kein, Lama Amru Chachamim Lahaktim Ezman Kriya Shema, Balayla Shikru Rak Ad Chatzos, Falo Ad Chalos HaShachar, Kedei Laharchik Esa Adam Min HaAvera. So we'll say, remember again, just to contextualize this, the Mishnah Maseches Brachos discusses the Zman, the timing, for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So remember again, the rabbis come along and they say, although technically speaking, you have the entire night to be able to recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, nevertheless, the rabbis came along and said, you should really only recite it until Chatzos, until midnight. Why only until midnight? In order to go ahead and distance a person from sin. Right? So again, I will say, when we read that statement, so the way we always understood it was, listen, the Chazal, the rabbis understood that people naturally push the envelope. Right? They naturally walk the line. So if you tell them that if the end of Shema is until dawn, you'll have a lot of times people waiting until literally moments before dawn in order to recite Shema. Masha Inkin, whereas if you go ahead and you say that the Zman is until Chatzos, until midnight, you still have plenty of people who are waiting until close to midnight. But at least this way, even if they go ahead and they, let's say, they miss midnight, there's still a buffer. So Kedei Laharchik Esa Adam Min Avera means, we understood it in Maseches Brachos to mean to create a buffer. But Reb Tzadik is understanding something much more profound in here. He's saying, look at the words of Chazal. We're going to push back the time for Shema from Alos, from dawn, ultimately until midnight, Kedei Laharchik Es HaAdam Min HaAvera, in order to prevent a person from sinning. What's the sin involved over here? The sin involved is a failure to recite Shema. So the quote-unquote, the sin involved is the failure to perform a positive commandment. So it says, Reb Tzadok, what do you see from here? You see from here that the failure to perform a positive commandment, the failure to perform a mitzvah, is tantamount to the commission of an Avera. Upashatu. And Reb Tzadok goes on and he says, and the truth is, this is kind of obvious, even without that diuk. Shekimatzinu post, she quotes over the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Poshe Yisrael Begufan. So I will say here the Gemara discusses those individuals who are literally considered to be those who sinned with their body. sinned with their body. And the Gemara discusses again different unfortunate punishments and repercussions. So who's considered to be a person who sinned with his body? So I'll say before we go on, if somebody were to ask me to fill in that blank, I would say like the most natural understanding that would be immorality, right? Immorality is someone who is sinning with his body, or the commission of physical avarice, theft, harming another, kidnapping another, right? All of the things that involve some level of physicality with the commission of the sin. Yet that's not what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, who's poshe Yisrael begufan, page chaf, karkafta de lo manach tefillin. Literally again, it's a head that did not wear tefillin. So Rabbi say the Gemara says, who's the person who sins with his body? One who does not put on tefillin on a daily basis. The Rabbi say, now what's the novelty of that statement? Putting on tefillin is a positive commandment. Right, it's a positive commandment, meaning, and failure to do so, before I read this Reb Tzadik, a person doesn't put on tefillin for that, for whatever the reason, I would say, you know what, they're not performing a mitzvah, right? They're missing out on a mitzvah. An avera? I don't know. An avera, usually I will say, is a very technical definition of a prohibition, right? I go ahead and I eat an Yom Kippur Chas V'Shalom, avera. I steal, avera. Worship Avodah Zarah, avera, but not putting on tefillin is the missing out on a positive mitzvah. But yet the Rebbe says, the Gemara says, what's an example of a Jew who sins with his body? One who does not put on tefillin. What do you see from here? Afagav de'enu elo b'shev v'yaltase. Now listen, understand the novelty here. When I don't put on tefillin, so remember again, what's happening? I'm not doing something. In other words, I will say, I'm not getting up and Chas V'Shalom taking the tefillin and throwing them away. I'm just not putting them on. I'm passive. Now, in general, I mean, passivity is never good. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it's not Navera. It's not Navera. Yet, Reb Tzadik says, it is clear that according to the Gemara, it is. So therefore, Reb Tzadik emerges with this incredible, incredible philosophical insight, which is that sometimes the worst avera that we commit is the failure to perform a mitzvah, to which Reb Tzadik is really teaching us something incredibly amazing. The fact that we commit averus, that's obvious, and almost to a certain degree to be expected, because we are humans, we are finite, we are limited. So that we're going to sin is obvious. Says Reb Tzadik, what's the most egregious offense a person could commit? Failure to take advantage of life opportunities. That's the real egregious avera, right? At the end of the day, when you fail to take advantage of your life opportunities, what does a mitzvah represent? A mitzvah represents an opportunity to do something great. And again, the example the Gemara is giving over here is tefillin, right? But a mitzvah represents an opportunity for growth. A mitzvah represents an opportunity for self-advancement. A mitzvah represents an opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mitzvah represents all the beautiful things that are at our fingertips. So says Reb Tzadik, failure to take advantage of your life opportunities, that's an avera. And isn't that incredible? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could forgive the trespasses because we're human, we're finite, we're limited. But the Ribono Shel Olam says, when I place a positive opportunity in your way, and you don't take it, that's an avera. That's an avera. And above all, hopefully it sensitizes us to look for all the beautiful and incredible opportunities that are often right in front of us, day in and day out. Opportunities that often we're quote-unquote too busy to take, or opportunities that may be a bit inconvenient to take, but opportunities that are there before us each and every day. Says the Rebbe, let us find the koach and miras Hashem to take them, and to sometimes stop committing the worst averus in life. The worst averus in life not being something that you're doing wrong, but the failure to seize the opportunity to do something great. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with Sifiyot tomorrow.